Editor's note. Mr. Cater writes in response to polar bear threatening northern town killed, police. To the editor. I wish to direct my thoughts to all animal enthusiasts and groups attempting to preserve endangered species, especially in this particular case. A Polar Bear, Endangered Species Act. May 2008. I feel that the proper authorities, names withheld, could have done more to protect this bear which, as they mentioned, was a threat to the community and children. I find it inexplicable that this bear was not tranquilized and transported to Polar Bear Provincial Park just east of the mentioned community. Polar Bear Provincial Park is the largest provincial park in Ontario and is home to several hundred polar bears who migrate through the park annually. en.m.wikipedia.org. What annoys me is the fact that authorities, names withheld, encourage community residents, no matter from where they reside, not to kill or shoot at a nuisance animal before contacting the proper authorities. The proper authorities, names withheld, have the jurisdiction to act on the nuisance perpetrator, which I believe putting it to death is the last resort. I say this because I watch two shows on conservation and preservation, Northwoods Law, New Hampshire, and Polartown, Churchill, Manitoba, and the authorities use tranquilizers to relocate the nuisance animals. I have yet to see the authorities kill an animal, at least it has not been shown on television. I am sure that the authorities, names withheld, must have had a game plan, but obviously the end result seemed like the best solution at the time. Finally, a human life was not taken by this bear, but an animal life was taken, thus eliminating the future growth of this species. It is a shame when we are preached to conserve and preserve, so why was that preaching not practiced here? Gary Cater, Timmins.